people, with Lisbon as its capital. Geography has been an important factor in the development of the country since most of its population were rural until the late 1960s. Colonies. There are currently 10 times more Portuguese living overseas than the 10.5 million population that lives in Portugal, most of them living in Brazil, with the USA and France coming second and third. This is due to the fact that Portugal was one of the largest empires and the first out of major European global empires. The countries that Portugal took possession of are currently located in 50 countries across the world. Some examples of the countries that were possessed by Portugal are Brazil, Angola, Mozambique, Guinea-Bissau, Cape Verde, Macau, and much more. Culture and lifestyle. The Portuguese culture is known for its warmth and vibrancy, and is a remarkable blend of many foreign influences, not only from the settlers like the Celts, Romans, Germanic tribes, Moors, and Jews, but also from the Portuguese explorers who traveled around the world and brought back new traditions. The Portuguese people are generally known to be traditional and conservative, especially the ones in the rural areas, who are deeply superstitious and still believe in the phases of the moon, the evil eye, and many more pre-Christian beliefs. The folklore in the country is vibrant and obvious in many aspects of their life, specifically when it comes to cultural festivals that are celebrated by all citizens to express their history. Every village in Portugal has its own tejado. Every village in Portugal has its own tejado, which is basically a dance floor made for the sole purpose to celebrate the town's style of dance. The Portuguese people are also known to be very welcoming, hospitable, and friendly, and making the effort to learn a few simple Portuguese phrases will be greatly appreciated. They have a different notion of time and punctuality, and unlike other European countries like Germany and the Netherlands, the Portuguese usually like to take their time and go through life in a relaxed manner. They do not live to work, instead they work to live and enjoy life. They're almost never in a hurry, and they have a chill daily pace of life. Fado. The famous music of Portugal is called fado, which comes from the English word fate. It translates to common human feeling, and it's very emotional and melancholic in nature. Fado originated back in the 1800s, and since fatalism and mourning is an essential trait in Portuguese culture, fado was used to express that melancholy. The music originated from a combination of Arabic culture and African slave music, and there are currently two types of fado, Lisbon fado and Coimbra fado. In fado music, the songs are usually about the hard realities of daily life, and there's almost always a feeling of loss and longing. In its early beginnings, the songs were usually sang by men talking about the hardships of their travels, or women longing for their spouses to come back from the sea voyages. Fado is now recognized by the UNESCO as an intangible cultural heritage. Religion. The overwhelming majority, 97%, of the people in Portugal identify as Roman Catholics, and the religion is at the center of Portuguese life. Their holidays, legal and moral codes all depend heavily on the religion, and the state and religion are closely intertwined. There are also a small number of Muslims and Jews. Language. Portuguese is the official language of the Netherlands, which shares a lot of similarities to Spanish, and even though there are a lot of similar words, Portuguese is usually very different and it's very hard for Spanish people to understand Portuguese. It's seen as one of the hardest Romance languages and has a lot of nasal vowel sounds. English, although spoken by a lot of people, is not as widely understood in Portugal as in other European countries, so it's always helpful and respectful to learn a few important phrases to help you get by. You can speak Spanish, but it's always better for that to be left for emergencies because it's often seen as disrespectful. Top helpful phrases to know before traveling to Portugal. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Bom dia, boa tarde, boa noite. How are you? Como vai?